welcome to Defenders Q&A, 3 minutes dedicated to giving you reasons to believe, really good reasons. I'm TJ Gentry, and today's question is, does contingency in the natural world provide evidence for God's existence? Now, before we answer that, let's talk about what is meant by contingency in the natural world. So, when you look at the world around you, everything you see is contingent on something that gives it its existence. In other words, it could have not existed. There isn't anything that you see in the natural world that necessarily exists. Now you might say, well, air is necessary. Right, air is necessary for us to live. But it's possible that there could be a world where there is no air. And, of course, we know that there are other places in the universe where there is no oxygen. And so in our world, air is necessary for our existence, but air is contingent. You can extrapolate that out into a whole host of other things, but when you look at the natural world, you see a world filled with contingent things, things that could not exist, things that are dependent on something else to exist. And so when we ask, does contingency in the natural world provide evidence for God's existence, the answer is going to be yes, because if there isn't something that is necessary, that has to exist, then there would be nothing existing. And unless there's this necessary being, contingent beings could not exist. This necessary being is what we call God. You may have heard of this approach to arguing for God's existence, this argument from contingency and necessary being, in the form of something called the Kalam cosmological argument. This has been around for a while. It's used by a number of Christian apologists, and it basically goes like this. Everything that begins to exist has a cause of its existence. The universe began to exist. Therefore, the universe has a cause of its existence. But there's no scientific explanation. That is, when you look at the physical laws and initial conditions of the universe, that can provide an account of why the universe began to exist. Therefore, the cause of the universe must be a personal being that necessarily exists outside of the universe, and that is what we call God. So does contingency in the natural world provide evidence for God's existence? You bet it does. Contingency in the natural world tells us that there must be a necessary being or there would not be anything, and that necessary being is what we call God. Thanks for spending 3 minutes with us on Defenders Q&A, dedicated to giving you reasons to believe, really good reasons.